Good times. It's a podcast. It's called Shooting USA. It's also a television show, and that's kind of what we're doing here, men. We're melding the two. Radio-free internet, television-free internet via YouTube. Welcome, Chris. Welcome, Mike. Welcome, Jim, everybody. We got some things to talk about.
But if it's television on YouTube, is it still television?
I don't know. It depends on if you play through your computer into your television, which is, you know, the cool thing to do these days. You could do that.
We're getting way outside of our realm already.
I don't know.
Right out the gate.
All right. Well, I want to start this off. We just finished a show that involves testing Hornady's critical defense and Hornady's critical duty.
That's some hot rod stuff right
there.
Well,
this was 9mm stuff in both cases, and, you know, you form a lot of assumptions if you've been doing this work for 21 years, and so I'm the guy who said, oh, yeah, same stuff, different box, right? Just to appeal to different folks, we'll put the cop stuff in a different box.
Right, he said. Wrong. That would be wrong.
I said this to Hornady's ballistic scientist. That's his title on his card, Dave Emery.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, Dave doesn't take offense. He's from the middle of Nebraska.
He's very tolerant.
Folks are calm out there, but he was quick to offer to demonstrate the difference, and you will see that in a show that's coming up shortly. In the meantime, I got to tell you, this stuff is phenomenal. This is critical duty specifically for law enforcement. It shoots through glass and then expands in the target. It shoots through steel. This is for cops who have that kind of potential issue in the field, which could be life or death to end a threat. It's not what we want in our guns because critical defense, made entirely differently, as much as they look alike, as far as the cartridge is concerned, this will shoot and expend all of its energy in 10 to 12 inches maximum, so it will not shoot through the threat.
So that's your choice for concealed carry.
This is you and me. This is the officers. We've actually made an offer in the show that's coming up that if you're an officer and you write to me on law enforcement stationery,
yeah,
so we know you're not kidding, mm-hmm, we will send you a free copy of the show because your chief needs to see this performance testing and what results.
I think that's a pretty cool offer.
There is one other punchline. Dave Emery. Now, if you look at either one of these, they have little polymer fillings inside a relatively narrow hollow point.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
This started with experimentation, as Dave Emery disclosed, in 1999. I got to get this right. He started experimenting filling hollow points with caulk from the local Home Depot.
Right, right.
The problem is the vast majority of big, nasty-looking hollow points on the market cannot perform because they get all wadded up in heavy clothing, mm-hmm, which is one of the FBI's tests. Stuff you got to see when it comes up, I promise you.
Interesting.
Very
stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Neat.
So, and who knew that a caulk gun would lead to new development in ballistic technology?
Well, and, you know, they've employed that polymer plug in their hollow points into their hunting lines,
mm-hmm,
as well,
yep,
and even into their lever action rounds designed specifically for the lever action guns, you know, as they stack in,
yep,
there in order. So there's a number of benefits there. It's fantastic, man.
Yeah, news from Smith & Wesson.
Yeah,
stuff,
well,
just showed up, Mike.
They also make the Hornady in 380, and this might be a good choice to go that. This is the new Bodyguard, and this is second generation? Is,
yeah,
that
I would
right?
Say,
what we believe
I would
is a second generation, and the difference is the red laser, this is now coming from Crimson Trace. So
right,
they very much upgraded the laser for the Bodyguard, this one in the 380, still the same small, very compact size.
Ultra concealable.
This is probably the smallest gun I think Smith & Wesson makes. Jim is going for the revolver, which also, you've got the red button on top to activate the laser. So
this, yeah, this
they
is
brought
the
this
Bodyguard
out from Crimson
38.
Trace.
It also got a Crimson Trace laser. The original background on this is they did not want to partner when these guns first came out. Now they do. I'm not sure we'll ever hear how that happened, but it has happened. So we've got a far more effective laser on these guns than was the case in the first generation. So,
mm-hmm. Also notable is that the Bodyguard line is now part of the M&P family. So this is the M&P,
yes,
Bodyguard.
The M&P Bodyguard.
Right,
yep,
right.
Yep.
I think it's pretty clear the M&P, standing for military and police, has absolutely connected with the public. And
mm-hmm,
at every level, they can't make enough of these things, and they're running 24/7 up in Springfield, as we know.
And knowing there's some pretty hot shot 380 plus P in the Hornady line, There is no argument that that is a very suitable personal defense choice.
Yes, absolutely it is. And it's an easy one to carry.
Yeah.
That thing is so slim, so thin, it's easy to get it inside a waist. Even a little guy like me, there's no bulk coming out from
even
it.
Even a little guy.
Even a little guy like me.
Hey,
so
how
if
about
I can hide it on my body,
look at the
anybody
little guy.
Can hide it on their body.
Well, I got a couple of the neat those little things you can pick up for about $20, $25. First is a set from OMP. These are rail covers, and we've branded them Shooting USA. There's a right, and there's a left, and then there's an unmarked one with the ribs there for the underside. The set is $24. They're available on shootingusa.com. We've got a rifle around here somewhere with them
the
on.
Cabinet.
I think it's in here. Take a look over here.
Yes.
So cover up your quad rail with some neat stuff like that. Pretty slick. And hey, another thing.
Yeah. What else?
Well, I'm running this. I'm wearing it. This is from Armageddon Gear. This is a new company. It's all American made down in Georgia. Tom Fuller, formerly of the USAMU, he's heading up this operation. This is their PDA and smartphone modular retention device. And I think initially his idea was for the guys who are in the Precision Rifle series who have their load data, their ballistic data in a PDA or in their smartphone, you can put this wherever you want on your body. It's Velcro backed, so you can position it however you want. There are additional uses. I mean, we can work out with the thing. You can wear your armband and have your tunes while you're running. But one that I've found here recently that works very well with it is if you've got any of the Shot Timer apps in your phone, now you can wear your Shot Timer and you can make sure that not only you're getting the shots picked up, but you don't have to worry about it being on your belt. It's really it's right there and easily accessible. That's like $22 from Armageddon Gear.
I would think that's a good option as opposed to, because a lot of guys, we've seen the mounts to the rifles.
Right.
They've got their ballistic calculator right there. I feel like that might be a little more user-friendly keeping it off the gun.
You bet, especially when you're in the situations in PRS where you have unorthodox positions, maybe a kneeling position, even a sitting position. Sometimes there's support side, different things like that. You just peel that Velcro off and stick it somewhere else, wherever you need, wherever it's going to work for you in whatever position you're in.
Well, it's got to be easier on the PDA or the cell phone than taking the recoil directly off the gun.
True. That's true, too. Yeah, excellent.
Handy, yes, but somewhat punishing.
Well, the Armageddon Gear's slogan is, pray you don't need gear this good. And in this case, they've made the armband that holds your phone or your PDA that much better. So,
well, I can make one more point about these available in the Shooting USA store, which has just recently been revised. And we have you gentlemen modeling the new higher quality, lower priced Shooting USA logo shirt.
Shooting USA logo shirt.
Which are in the store.
Undershirt, not included.
No, you're on your own with the undershirt recommended, but not none of my business. But nonetheless, all of this is happening in the area that we internally call Rhonda's store, because Rhonda will process your requests and your purchases. And is there a real good chance if you have these on your rifle, you're going to end up on television?
Maybe. I mean, it depends on where you are with your rifle.
It's not a guarantee, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt.
No doubt.
All right, interesting week.
Yeah,
A lot of new changes, a lot of things happening. So
excellent. Well, good fun. I enjoyed radio-free internet / television-free internet for the first time. So we'll do more of these. Good job, man.
Sounds like a winner.
Outstanding.